We're back to the Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity segment, and I'm excited to welcome the program the host of Hollywood Game Night, Jane Lynch. Jane, thanks for calling. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Really happy to talk about our Hollywood Game Night episode.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But we first have to find out how you're doing. Even though we're starting to get back to the semi-normal, I would not call it new normal. I don't want to. We'll just say for right now, how have you been holding up with the quarantine and everything?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people have it harder than I do because I'm a bit of a homebody and I like any excuse to stay at home. I just make sure that I have some structure in my day. I go out and get my coffee from my favorite place and I take a walk. And that's for sure something I do every day. And I read a little bit of a book every day, and I try to stay off of Twitter
because it could drive you nuts. Social media could drive you nuts. I think the lesson learned in this whole thing is let's try, especially if we are, you know, grounded. My kids are all at home, so it's craziness for sure. But the time that we have downtime to learn something new, to become better at something, so when we're ready to get back to work again, we'll be ready for sure. And you're just kind of using this as a kind of a staycation, but now you're ready to hopefully get back to normal, get to performing and all those different things. And this is a great idea to bring back, to have Hollywood Game Night on May 12th at 10 p.m. Eastern, to go ahead and do this in a way that, you know, we're still following the guidelines of COVID-19, but providing great content and also raising money. So those are two awesome things.
Yeah, we're doing it, you know, it's called the Social Distancing Edition, and that's because we're doing it from our own homes. So I'm hosting it from my home. Our celebrities are taking part from their own homes, and somehow, through the magic of technology, it all worked. It was so much fun. We felt so connected. We laughed. We had a good time. We played some games, and we raised $150,000 for Red Nose Day, thanks to Facebook groups who provided the money. So Red Nose Day is a pretty big deal for us at HGN. We've done two specials dedicated to raising money for it, and we're really happy that we were able to do it in these challenging times when it's needed more than ever.
Well, it absolutely. And I think what you learned from this experience is how to interact with people when they're not physically next to you. I'm sure as a performer and a comedian, you say to yourself, you know what? I like to be really close and up close. Now this whole digital, we're not really next to each other, but we are. It takes time to get used to, especially in performing. Wouldn't you agree? And hosting.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it just shows you don't have to be in each other's physical presence to benefit from having somebody in your presence. And we're so lucky that we have technology these days to make us less lonely and make us feel more a part of a community.
So what celebrities are going to be on tomorrow night?
Oh, the celebrity power is off the charts. We've got Kristen Bell, Nick Jonas, John Legend, Kenan Thompson, Sean Hayes, the creator of this television series, and my boss, and Retta. And you know, everybody was wonderful. They allowed their cameras a camera to come into their home, and they allowed a masked man or woman with gloves on to come and set it up, and it worked out. And everybody stayed safe, and we all had a lot of fun. And of course, we raised money for Red Nose Day, which was probably the most important part.
So that's what's happening now, Jane. Is you're starting to see more and more better quality video for social distancing because at least a cameraman is coming into some people's homes now, right? But just really practicing all those guidelines.
Exactly. And, of course, the important thing is to just not let up your guard on this. Really stick to those social distancing guidelines. They're not as difficult as you would think, staying 6 feet apart and wearing a mask and keeping your hands clean and having hand sanitizer with you at all times and, for the most part, staying in your home.
You'll be happy that maybe the close talkers will be gone from you, right, Jane, that maybe we'll not see those people when you come back. Back in front of
I was recognized with sunglasses and a mask and a hat on yesterday, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Hey, you know, it is what it is. But again, without the fans, nothing. And really, I think the process of getting to speak to others and online has helped as well, right, Jane? When you do use online
Absolutely.
Communication, you're really connecting with your fans in a positive manner. Well, we need that positive hope through this tough time.
I think also what it shows is that we're all in the same boat. We're all in quarantine. you know, you're in quarantine, I'm in quarantine, and the people watching the show are in quarantine. So we're in the same boat, and it's a kind of a great unifying thing.
And I think that, again, it's not bad to be. We learn different things. And I wish that we could come up with a plan as a nation to come up with a better plan for quarantine, especially if we're going back, certain, not putting ourselves in danger. Certain organizations have to come back to work. We understand that. But ultimately, just have the right proper measures in place.
Yeah, well, we need to do it with great wisdom and with expertise, you know, allowing the people who know what they're talking about to help guide that process. And I'm glad we have some really great people, you know, leading us and speaking out, like the Faucis of the world, you know, thank God for them.
And then the nice thing is the fans of Game Night get to enjoy it in so many ways and look at the whole process of Red Nose. What an unbelievable organization they are and how they're helping kids. I was just blown away to find out that some of these kids are getting COVID-19, which again, some places don't say this, and that it's dangerous for everyone, and we all have to really practice social distancing.
We sure do. And you know, folks can feel even more a part of our Hollywood Game Night episode by going to NBC.com/HGN, and we have some questions that we'll be asking that they can answer in real time, so they'll be part of the game, and also at-home versions of every game we're playing, so you can download those and have your own game night.
Fantastic. May 12th, tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, check out Hollywood Game Night with Jane Lynch and some superstar celebrities. I appreciate you calling, and thanks for coming by.
You bet. Thanks for
having me. Take care. All right, bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.